With Talking Health, I'm Georgia Thompson. In today's Talking Health, we will be discussing Viking's disease. Now, I know what you are probably thinking. Is that even a real disease? And if so, what is it? Well, you are not alone. New research has revealed that more people believe in the misconceptions of Vikings than the reality of a genuine disease named after them. While more than a third of people incorrectly believe that Vikings wore helmets with horns, less than 2% of people believe there is a disease called Viking disease. This is despite the disease affecting more than 1 million people across the UK, with higher rates in Scotland, Yorkshire and the North West. In fact, so few people know of Viking's disease that made-up diseases such as Saxon's disease, Red Death and even weasels were thought to be genuine by more people. So what is Viking disease? Well, to start, the medical term for it is Dupuytren's, and this is the thickening of the connective tissue of the palm and fingers. This can result in the fingers bending towards the palm so the hands aren't fully functional. The new research also highlighted that 2/3 of people can't imagine life without the use of both of their hands. And 63% said that simple tasks such as cooking, cleaning and opening jars would be very difficult without the full use of their writing hand. Hand specialist and orthopaedic surgeon Dr. Mike Hayton tells us more about Viking disease and why we don't know enough about it.
Viking's disease, Dupuytren's contracture, is very common. It occurs in about 9% of the population. It's much more common in men than in women. And it affects the front of the hand, the palmar surface, causing thickening and contracture of the skin out into the fingers, which will gradually curl the fingers over. One of the main problems that patients present to me is inability to shake hands. And as you know, shaking hands is an important way to communicate with each other, both greeting and congratulating each other. And so therefore, if you're unable to shake your hands, it can cause quite significant social embarrassment and patients will avoid shaking hands.
He also discusses how the disease can be detected.
Generally speaking, it's a painless condition and it gradually comes on over a period of months and years rather than very quickly. Other things that may have problems with is intricate activities such as fastening buttons, writing, preparing food, chopping vegetables, that kind of stuff can affect patients.
For more information, please visit www.thisisdupuytrens.com. With Talking Health, I'm Georgia Thompson.